Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Holly Bailey here on 99.1 with an official press release that came out on June 15th, 2026. Sources being Le Cabinet du Ministre des Affaires Municipales, as well as the Bureau de la députée de Brome-Missisquoi. So Mr. Samuel Poulin, the Minister of Municipal Affairs, as well as our MNA for Brome-Missisquoi, Madame Isabelle Charest, are proud to announce that $4,250,000 has been granted to the municipality of Frelisburg for water infrastructure work. So this project aims to replace the current wastewater treatment plant, and it will allow the municipality to ensure adequate treatment of wastewater from its sewer system. Ultimately, this work will allow the municipality to comply with the regulation respecting wastewater treatment works that serves a population of approximately 250 people. Madame Lucie Dagenais, the residing mayor of Frelisburg, featured a quote, which we've translated for you, open quote, "We welcome this announcement with great relief. Frelisburg will finally benefit from compliant and functional septic systems, allowing projects that have been on hold for several years to finally come to fruition. A huge thank you to everyone who supported us in this endeavor, especially our Member of Parliament, Madame Isabelle Charest, our mayoral colleagues, and the team at the MRC of Brome-Missisquoi," close quote. Again, that was Lucie Dagenais, Mayor of Frelisburg. This financial assistance comes from the Municipal Water Infrastructure Program, known as PRIMO, and part of the Quebec Infrastructure Plan, PQI. So this plan provides the investments of nearly $7.3 billion in the municipal infrastructure sector for the period of 2026 to 2036 under the responsibility of the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing. Isabelle Charest was on hand for this press event, along with Lucie Dagenais. They took the shovel and broke ground. They were accompanied by seven other members who are directly implicated in realizing this waterworks project. Thank you for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits, brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.